Welcome to the Original Recipe Group Big Book Step Study. Broadcasting from Newcastle, PA, every Monday night from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Easter on Zoom.
My name is Donna. I am an alcoholic, and I do have experience with these steps as they're laid out in the big book with the help of God and a sponsor. I've made my amends, and I do live in step 10, 11, and 12 daily. And, you know, I've got notes all over the place, and it's funny that you would talk about my sobriety. In my 24-hour book, I don't know how many people read the 24-hour book anymore, but it was that and a big book was given to me on my first day in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I've had this particular 24-hour book for all that time. And I use it like a diary sometimes. I write things that are important to me, and special things like on May 1st in 1997, I did my official Big Book Step Study, third step, with my sponsor, Rose, up at her house. I was 22 years sober at the time, that was 29 years ago. Some people are unmuted. I can hear voices or things. Anyway, so that's my beginning. The reason, and I didn't get to Big Book Step Study because I thought it was a good idea. And TK, well, we laugh at this because he was with there at the time. I followed a man in. I don't know, maybe some of you others have followed a man in. He started, the man I was dating, started to go to Big Book Step Study meetings and started to get better. And I didn't like that so much. So I went to the meetings in Concord And I was just dumbfounded. In particular, the moments of silence, I was especially taken away by that people could actually be quiet, really quiet, with their eyes closed and their heads bowed. And then the recovery just blew my mind. It just blew my mind. Now, the woman that was to become my sponsor was down here in Florida at my first time around, but the guy, Kurt, and some of you people may even know him. This was up in North. Thank you, Liz. He would sit in the front row with his dog on the front. And he said, why don't you just wait till Rose comes back from Florida? You're going to love her. And of course, my concern is, well, how much time does she have? Because here I am with all my 21 years of sobriety, sick cookie, didn't even know how sick I was. I waited till Rose came back and I asked her to be my sponsor. And she's the woman that brought me through from the beginning to the end. And I know that not everybody does it that way. I feel very blessed that it was that way with me. She was really quite something. So, oh goodness. So I guess maybe just to say, because I've got notes all over the place, you know, don't get old. But I write notes to myself because I think I want to be profound and have some wonderful things to say. And I will. You'll see that as we go along. But I'm remembering when I was working at St. Joe's Hospital in Nashua, and there was a sister, Anne, that was working there, and she was giving courses or lectures on alcoholism. And as she was doing this, I'm thinking, and she gave out the Jelinek chart. Anybody familiar with that? The progression of the disease of alcoholism. Well, look it up. It goes like this, and then there's the down, and then there's death at the end of it, right? So I'm looking at this Jelinek chart, and I'm seeing over here in this corner over here, I thought, this is where I am. So I'm probably not a social drinker. So I decided that I would go to a friend of the family who lived around the corner, actually, and she had 5 years of sobriety. And I actually drank with her. So we had a little bit of a history. But we hadn't drank for the last 5 years because she was sober in AA. Anyway, I went to her door. She grabbed me by the trench coat and she said, I've been waiting for you. And come on in. And from that day on, I stayed sober. And I look at that truly as the grace of God, because so much has gone on in all the years that I've been in the program, that, People drink over, and I didn't drink, but the only thing I did right was ask God for help, and I knew that that was my only hope, that He really was my only hope. So anyway, I didn't get involved in the steps right away. I went to step meetings, took everybody else's inventory, because we do that really well. We're alcoholics after all. I can see your flaws way before you can, and that's what I did. And then all of a sudden, I got involved in AWOLs. Some might even think about that. Remember those things up in Boston, and they were at the Arch Street Church. Remember that, Bobby? And so did those for a couple of years. Even led a couple of groups. We used the big book, the little red book, and the 12 and 12. It was really quite something. And so I got some recovery there. I started to get better a little bit, and saw that the steps were really what was the answer here. So fast forward to my 21 years sober, and I'm dating a man who actually couldn't stop drinking, and he got to Big Book Step Study, and he stopped drinking, and he got better. I really didn't like that. So I went to Big Book Step Study, and I did the same thing. This is the thing. It's miraculous, honestly, looking back at it now. And I do remember getting on my knees with Rose that day at her house, and she said, and there was something that happened right here. Like, how where things happen. Let's where the Where the gymnasium was active a minute ago in my stomach, that's where the peace was after doing the third step with her. And honestly, she says, your life is never going to be the same. And I thought, well, but the truth is that my life really never has been the same since then. I'm on new footing now. I have invited God in. And I could go on for hours about this, because our religious beliefs were so different. She believed in one way, and I believed in a totally other way, but it really didn't matter. And it really doesn't matter in doing the work. It's a God of your understanding. I believe that today. And you'll figure out who that is. He, in my opinion, will make himself real to you. Just ask him, and then brace yourself. Talk about, oh, so in the book it talks about that we're supposed to talk about God right away, and I think I wrote that in the margin, so we don't. Yeah, it's right there on page 93, and that's just an extra added. I wrote it in the margin where it talks about the main thing is that he'd be willing to believe in a power greater than himself, and that he lived by spiritual principles. So we can talk about God right away. We can say this is, and my very first sponsor. That's what she told me. She didn't mince words. She said, you don't do this alone. You get on your knees in the morning, you ask God for help to stay away from a drink and a drug. It was that for me. And if you're successful at the end of the day, you get on your knees and you say thank you. And it was just that simple. It wasn't like she was saying, she wasn't suggesting it to me. She said, if you wanna stay, this is what you're gonna do. And it works, and it worked. So, all right, let's see the notes. Oh gosh, don't ever ask me to do this again. Who did this? Yes. So anyway, then I what getting so the doing it the big book steps anyway, I wrote and wrote and wrote for almost 2 years. But I was not in any rush. But the minute that the boyfriend, I heard him at a meeting say that he was reading his fifth step. Tika, you'll appreciate this, but I said he was reading his fifth step, and I'm saying I got to hurry up now because we're competing. You know what I mean? Because I don't want him finishing before I, blah blah. So I hurried up and I got it done, and I did my fifth step, and I read it to Rose, and did six and seven on my couch on the way home, and then eight and nine made a list of the people I had harmed and. Started to make amends, and she guided me through those amends. I'll be forever grateful for her doing that with me. She told me to put it down on 3x5 cards. What I was going to say, not that I was going to read it off the cards, but so that I could look at it just to remind me what I wanted to say to people. And so I've done that. And when I hear people today say, And this is just me being judgmental because some things don't get better. But I think, if you're still working on your amends, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Let's just, get her done in my mind. And it's not easy. And nobody said it was. It's not a cakewalk. And some amends situations are very, very uncomfortable and very scary. But you don't do it alone. You do it with God's help. You do it with the direction of a sponsor. And yeah, so anyway, did I mention that my home group is, see how my notes go? My home group is meets on Tuesday night. It's Our Great Hope, meets from 6 to 7:30. And we were meeting face to face for a long time, and then COVID came, and then we went online, and we haven't gone back to face to face. But we're still strong in the Zoom community, which is a really good thing. I don't know what I'd do. I can't tell you the last face to face. Yes, I can tell you the last face to face. It was in Venice when you came down for a visit, TK. And we all went to the Venice meeting on Monday night. So, yeah, but Zoom works for me right now. I'm older and I don't go out at night. I don't drive at night. And believe me, you'll be glad to know that. I really, my seeing is not all that great. So the sponsorship, the way the sponsorship the is the way I do it now is the way I it's out of the big book is how I do it. If and most I don't take or I haven't. I'm not, my experience is not with people that are just getting sober. More my experience has been with people who have been sober for a long time and they're singing that song, "Is this all there is? Is this really all there is to being sober?" You know what I mean? And I can say to you, unequivocally, it's not all there is. And so these are the people that are attracted to me, and I love to work it with them. I'm still working with women, and I love that. It's really the highlight of my life, to be honest with you. And okay, well. I'm not sure that I. So, oh, one other thing. Okay, does anybody, maybe Bobby, you'll remember this. I'm all over the place. Where's Bobby at? Let me just find you now. Do you remember Bob Kelly, the lawyer? Where's Bobby? Is he gone or is he still here? Okay, so he used to say, he used to, no, maybe he didn't say this, but I'm thinking that he did. God first, others second, me last. And what he would say, that I do remember was invite God in. Anybody, Bobby, do you remember that? Bob Kelly? Invite God in. Anyway, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that my experience with the Big Book Step Study process happened up in New England. We were exposed to a lot of really wonderful groups, a lot of meetings. That I was exposed to Big Book Step Study up in New Hampshire. That when I moved down here, I went to an Al-Anon meeting, and a woman from that lives down here, but I had never known her from up north, was at an Al-Anon meeting, and she talked at the Al-Anon meeting or spoke, shared her experience, strength, and hope. And I said, she sounds like she's done big, BBSS. And we talked after the meeting, and sure enough, she had done. She did do it, but she did it in, I forget the name, where the town is that she Peabody or somewhere down different Massachusetts. Anyway, so we started a group, and this is it's the group that we that still goes on Tuesday nights. We're on Zoom now, but we started out at a Unitarian church, and it was on a Friday night, which was nice. But that grew, and you know what? It just is it's a wonderful way of life, honestly. So I will be forever grateful, and to all of that, to all of that experience, to all that's ahead. I don't know what God has in store for me, but I know that He's got it all mapped out. He knows exactly what He's doing. I don't need to worry.